Before we get into Tommy Inglis, he went, what, 4 on the card, declared Derry Grove last week. We'll talk about that in a while. But do you want a snapshot of what happened last week?
Well, if you're back winners, I definitely want a snapshot.
Well, here's a bit of a snapshot of what happened last week. We move to Rose Hill. Best bet at Rose Hill. Race 7 at number 12, Naval College.
Here from the rest, but Naval College is ripping away with the January Cup, going back to back in the hands of Jet Stanley.
We move to the Gold Coast. Look, the best on the card is going to be race 11, number 3, Lady Laguna.
Lady Laguna moved up, struck the front. The fillies and mares is all over. Lady Laguna wins it well.
And then we move to race 10, number 1, Jungle Jim.
Jungle Jim in front. Is it me? He's getting close. Jungle Jim's packing enough. He's in front and the favourite wins the last.
I sort of wanted to play 2 at value, which were the 4 and the 5, Golden Boom at 450 and Derry Grove at 750 for me.
I'm with Derry Grove. 3 stars of confidence. Just his last preparation. The pennies dropped. Yeah, that 752, like, it's pretty good odds.
Yep.
Run, Derry Grove, one last thrust. Photo finish. Derry Grove put in a really good dive here at Hell of a Barty.
Big week. Big week, first show in.
I backed 2 of those 4, so I was happy with that.
Tom Inglis, we're going to get to him in a little while. Tom Inglis declared Derry Grove.
Derry Grove.
3-unit confidence for him at $9 it was at the time. Big show.
Jeez, that's good going. Hopefully he's got a couple for us today as well.
Oh, hopefully he does. He's also really, really good in Hong Kong. Really good in Hong Kong. So hopefully we get some mail for him on Hong Kong. If you've got a question on a horse, send us a text and get us in. Hey, before we get stuck in too far, we get Tom Inglis up on the line very, very shortly. I think Benny's going to give him a little bit of a buzz. I might go a fraction early if we can. Overall, how are you seeing the racing this weekend? You and I were just talking off air. Flemington... This could be, I had a chat to one of the gun form guys too that was just out in the lounge room. Flemington, this could be one of the tougher Flemington meetings I've seen in a long time. And I know it feels like I say that every week, but it is really difficult.
I agree. And I usually have a look at the fields maybe Thursday night and then Friday I do a little bit of form and see what I want to pick out. But nothing's really jumping out. I must admit, race 7, number 10, Pink Bow Tie. I backed it last start. My mate, the only reason why I backed it is because my mate part owns it. But I think it ran so well last start. I think it's a big show against Jungle Jim this week, who will probably be favourite.
Yeah, I'm sort of leaning towards Jungle Jim. You're leaning to Pink Bow Tie, so we might have to go a little head-to-head special there.
You still owe me a dinner.
I do owe you a dinner.
Yep.
Yeah, where do you want to go?
Where was it? What was it? I said something to finish in the top 3. At odds.
And it ran third.
And it ran third.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that later.
Hey, a man a few of the listeners owe something to. Came on last week, not debut on the form lounge, but debut for 2024. He came on and went bang, landed the 4 up there on the Gold Coast. This is what he said about Derry Grove.
I sort of wanted to play 2 at value, which were the 4 and the 5, Golden Boom at 450 and Derry Grove at 750 for me.
I'm with Derry Grove. 3 stars of confidence. Just his last preparation. The pennies dropped. Yeah, that 750 too, like, it's pretty good odds.
Yep.
Run, Derry Grove, one last thrust. Photo finish. Derry Grove put in a really good dive here at Hell of a Barty.
Mate, you had a big day up at the Gold Coast. Magic Millions Day is a day to turn it on. I speak of Tommy Inglis. Go follow him on Twitter, Mr. Tommy Inglis. Hello to you, Tommy boy.
Hey, Fitzy, thanks for having me.
Hey, well, of course we'll have you back. You tore it up last week. You destroyed it.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Did you go to the track?
No, I didn't. Look, it's notoriously hot that day, and it's one of the days I'd love to watch at home. Yeah, it's hard to get a good seat, and it's, you know, packed the rafters. So I just enjoyed from I was actually at the pub with a mate. But no, it was a great day.
Couldn't get a gig at the corporates at the track. just had a go with the normal people.
Used to go a lot, but it's just a crowded day, and it's a great day. But I've sort of done my run there. So,
hey Tommy, what are you? I sort of gave you free rein wherever you wanted to go this week. You can be in Hong Kong, you can be Queensland, you can be Sydney. I just need a couple from you for the weekend.
I've got 3 for you today. Fitzy.
Yep.
Race 1 at Rose Hill, Customised. Look, it was an enormous effort. He was beaten 3 lengths by Stormboy on debut in a Group 3. Look, he just looked a little bit green as well. And this time he's got, you know, inside draw. And it's always a bit of race experience for those 2-year-olds at this time of year. He's the second favourite. Look, the favourite's Switzerland, who's obviously going to be a good horse. But I just think with how everything's going to play out, and I just think Customise is going to be the one, Rose Hill race one.
Beautiful. Looking forward to that. And I'm getting a reasonable price for it too in the fours as well on Dabble. Where are you going next?
Next is going to be Eagle Farm race three. Look, I can't split these two. It's going to come down to how much rain we get up in Brisbane tonight. Fortuneer, if it's going to be a soft six or, you know, or better, I think he's the one to go. I just think he's been in unstoppable form. But just being a Rubik, sometimes they don't enjoy the softer ground. So if it's not him, if it's a soft seven or so, I'd go Payline. But yeah, Fortuneer otherwise.
Yeah, little two play there then. If we split the difference, and you've got one other one for us.
Yeah, one up in Hong Kong. He's having his debut.
Here we go.
Four, number six.
I like this.
Rice Companions. Look, he's trialled against some of the best horses in Hong Kong. Look, he almost beat Lucky Swayness down the straight at Sha Tin in the recent trial. He's an enormous horse. He was with Matt Vella. I tried to buy him actually for Hong Kong, and I was underbidder. And Matt's always said he's going to be a group horse, and I just think he's going to look. Hopefully, he's not going to be too short in the market. I'm hoping he's going to be threes or fours, just because it's his first run, but I think he's going to be definitely a good bet on Sunday.
We do have an expert on Dabble. He's called Bonkers for Honkers. So I might have to check with him to see if he likes...
You're checking my expert for your expert.
Yeah, you've got to compare the pair. So he's, Bonkers for Honkers. It's one of the better names, usernames on Dabble. But I'll check with him and see if they line up.
Tommy, I'm just backing it anyway. Hey, mate, looking forward to having you on the show a fair bit more too. You tore it up last week. A lot of people messaged me and said, can you give me Tom Inglis's number? Because they, after you gave Derry Grove the three-star